기리바라다리. 거피자나 발라바 기리바라다리. 자소다난다나 브라자자나 란자나 자소다난다나 브라자자나 란자나 자무나티라 바나차리 자무나 테라 바나차리 자야라다 마다바 군자비하리 고피 자나발라바 기리바라다리 자소다난다나 브라자자나 란자나
가르타오
자소다난다나 브라자자나 란자나 자모나테라 바나차리 자야라다 마다바 군자비하리 자야 자야 프라부파드 프라부파드 Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Jai, Jai Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada.
Hey, buddy.
네 타이거 하리모 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 거 하리모 네 타이 네 타이거 하리모 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 거 하리모 네 타이
Gaur Premanande. Jai Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Divine Grace Ace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinde Ki Jai Granth Rasa Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled warriors. All glories to the assembled warriors. All glories to the assembled warriors. Glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 17, Text 14. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nayam Arhati Vaikuntha.
Nayam Arhati Vaikuntha.
Nayam Arhati Vaikuntha. Padamula pasarpanam. Padamula pasarpanam. Shambhavita matisda buddha stabda. Shambhavita matisda buddha. Sadhubhi paripashitam. Sadhubhi paryupashitam. Nayam arati vaikuntha. Padamula pasarpanam. Shambhavita matistabdha. Sadhubhi paryupashitam. Nayam arhati vaikuntha. Shabdha. Sadhubhi paripasitam. Anybody else? Try. Nayam arhati vaikuntha. Anam. Shabdha. Sadhubhi paryupashitam. Nayam arati vaikuntha. Padamula pasarvanam. Shabhavita mati sabdha. Sadhubhi paryupashitam. Na. Not. I am. This person. Arhati. Deserves. Vaikuntha padamula pasarpanam. The approaching of the shelter of Lord Vishnu's lotus feet. Shambhavita mati, considering himself highly esteemed. Stabdha, impudent. Sadhubhi, by great saintly persons. Paryupasitam, worshipped. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This person is puffed up because of his achievements, thinking, I am the best. He does not deserve to approach the shelter of Vishnu's lotus feet, which are worshipped by all saintly persons, for he is impudent, thinking himself greatly important. But if a devotee thinks that he is very much advanced in devotional service, he is considered puffed up and unfit to sit beneath the shelter of the Lord's feet. Again, this instruction by Lord Chaitanya is applicable. Tinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishtana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Once you chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street, one should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respect to others. In such state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Unless one is humble and meek, one cannot qualify to sit at the lotus feet of the Lord. That's it. This verse is particularly aiming at me. Oh, okay. Well, we are on the same platform then. We are all working on this. How we can humble ourselves in front of the lotus feet of Krishna and Vaishnavas and spiritual master. That's the whole process of Krishna consciousness, is to try to do this. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna, he is known as Bhaktyavesh. He is God himself, but he appeared and he demonstrated how we can approach Krishna. Bhaktyavesh means one who is a devotee of Krishna, and the devotee of Krishna means one who showing the path how to approach Krishna in that humble attitude. First of all, it's not like an artificial thing that I be humble today and tomorrow I'm not. To be humble means humility comes from understanding of the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, bhakti yoga, that how minute we are in front of the Supreme Lord. Krishna is the mighty, almighty, like people say, he is almighty God. He is Vishwarup. He is the source of the creation. He is the source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam prabhavartate. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that all spiritual and material things emanate from him. He is the source of all. So if you can actually understand that, it's not a question of artificially be humble. Then we will know what is our position in front of the Lord. And our relationship with Krishna, who Krishna is, then it becomes more clear. Clarity of the process of knowledge of Krishna consciousness, spiritual knowledge, is to come to this platform to know who I am and what is my relationship with Krishna. Then we can, if we are more clear about this, then we will be, automatically we won't be humble. It's not something you can be superficially try to be. At least it's better than nothing. But we have to know what we are doing. Then everything becomes more clear. Then the process of Krishna consciousness becomes very enjoyable. When you know what you're doing. Just like if you do anything in this world, you have to have knowledge of work you do, especially in religious organization, in spiritual life. We have to know what we are doing. It's not we're singing and dancing in front of the Lord because we know this pleases the Lord. This is pleases Krishna. So if we could do in that humble mood, approaching the Supreme Lord in a humble attitude, this is what pleases Krishna. This is what pleases Guru Maharaj. Like the Goswamis of Vrindavan, they would, it's mentioned that they would pay obeisances falling like a stick. Boom! Sometimes devotees try to do that. You can hear it from the other end of the temple. Boom! They're falling down in front of the deity. And they got a stick in their mouth to show that, you know, emphasizing that they are humble. So, even if we are not humble, but if we are trying to work towards that process of Krishna consciousness, trying to make spiritual advancement, then the Lord from within will help us. Hridesha Arjuna Tishthate, Krishna says, I am sitting in the heart of all living entities. For those who are striving to be Krishna conscious, I give them the intelligent advice, you can come to me. Jena mam upajanti tete. Those who. So you can say, I'm a devotee for 20 years, but it is expected for you to make spiritual advancement. I know it's a gradual process, but at the same time, you need to make the progress. It's not you can just stand here every day, same place. We expect you to make progress. It's like if you turn the fan off. It takes a while to calm down. It takes a while to come to full stop. But after 20 years, still going, doesn't make sense. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness, sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hai, all the scripture says that we have to associate with devotees because the devotees can help us to progress in spiritual life.
That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Ekakiyamai nahi pae balhari nam sankirtan. On my own, I can chant Hare Krishna. But each other, we are there each other to encourage each other to chant Hare Krishna. It becomes easier. That's why this whole program is there. We come together, it's so wonderful to sit here and everyone's offering the candle to the Lord, to Radha Vallabha, and lights are off, and it's only the Didi lights on. It's a very meditative process. So we sit here and we observe our mind on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and chant Hare Krishna and hearing each other. Shravanam Kirtanam, that's the process, hearing and chanting. And when we do that, when we throw ourselves in the process of Krishna consciousness, it becomes easier. No, I didn't know. No, we always know how to eat and sleep. We make time to eat and sleep. So similarly, we're expected to encourage ourselves in front of Krishna consciousness, in front of the deity, in front of the association of the devotees, in front of our spiritual master. The whole process is already there in front of us. We just have to accept it with this humble attitude. All the living entities, we are dependent on Krishna. Sutra mani ganayiva. Like beads here, they're strong and a thread. So if you take the thread out, the beads will fall everywhere. So similarly, we are dependent on Krishna. When you can actually understand, Krishna is the maintainer of all the living entities. We know that Krishna is our protector. He is our maintainer. We feel urged naturally to love Krishna and surrender to Him, depend on Him. Krishna likes when you depend on Him. Krishna likes when you surrender to Him. Not artificially. Now, artificially, no one can surrender to Krishna. That's what He says here. You can't surrender to the lotus feet of Vishnu. So we have to have this attitude. We have to be fixed in knowledge. Atmagyan, knowledge of the spiritual life, spiritual soul, spiritual knowledge. When you can understand, but I'm tiny, like a drop. Water, a drop of water from the vast ocean. When you take out one drop, it's nothing. When you see him in the big sea, it's very huge. You take one drop of water from the vast ocean, that drop is nothing. But that drop in connection, when it's within the water, the vast ocean, we are part of that ocean. We are part of Krishna. We have the same energy as Krishna. So when you can understand God is great, almighty, the supreme personality of God, is the supreme Lord of everything, whole spiritual world and material world, Hamsa, Rasya, Prabhupada, that come from Him. He is the source of all. Then when we can put ourselves in front of Krishna in this attitude, the humble attitude, approach Krishna. Then Prabhupada says here, you can chant Hare Krishna. That is the criteria to chant Hare Krishna. Not you ready yourself and you artificially, you cannot. This is Haridas Thakur. He was chanting day and night. 3 lakhs of rounds. 300,000 names. It's not easy. We sit here for 2 hours. It's a struggle to be able to sit in one place and chant for hours and hours. You know, mind is always dwelling in so many objects. We want to go for a walk and so many things, the mind is dragging us. Our senses are dragging us. That's why if you can be humble in front of Krishna, Trinarupi Sena Chena. What does that mean? The grass. Here there's grass, beautiful grass. People, they grow grass to put in a lawn. It's very beautiful. They're cutting the grass. At my place, I need to cut the grass. It's growing this high already. Sometimes you're so busy, you don't have time to cut grass. And then when you have time, you cut the grass. It looks good. The grass doesn't protest. Hey you, why are you stepping on me? Why are you cutting me down? We have to be humble in the grass. All the time people are putting us down. You're not chanting nicely. You're just a new bhakta. Ha, ha, ha. What are you doing here? This is our temple. We have to all encourage each other in Krishna consciousness. I'm such a big man. Hey, you're just a bhakta. Come on, give it the back. No, Krishna is watching us. Big Hanuman, huge. Hanuman is so powerful. They're building a bridge across the Indian Ocean to go to Sri Lanka. And there, Hanuman is putting these big, huge rocks to make a bridge so they can cross to Sri Lanka. Huge, you know how many rocks you need to make a bridge. They didn't have any, those days, they didn't have any, cranes and all the cutting down the mountains. So they're grabbing it. Hanuman is much strong. He can lift a mountain. And so everybody was doing their services to Krishna to build a bridge for Lord Ram so his lotus feet can touch on the rock and walk over the bridge to Sri Lanka. And there was a little squirrel. It was also kicking sand. Hanuman said, get out of my way. Come on, what are you doing? You need a million years to make a bridge the way you're working. He kicked one sand. I probably do the same thing. Because I go in the kitchen here, cook for 1,000 people. You got to know what you're doing. And he sends somebody, some new people, they have no idea. They probably die in there. But we have to give people a chance to serve Krishna. So we can guide you. I remember when I first came here, I said, can I cook Sunday feast? And they were like, oh yeah, sure, because a lot of people don't want to cook Sunday feast. So then, before I even know it, my name was on the list for cooking Sunday feast. And then they said, you need two people to cook Sunday feast. One person helps you, but he's in the process of learning. So I had this person, he was helping me. Every 10 minutes, I need to go to the bathroom. I need to go to make a phone call. I said, I don't need you. you're not serious to learn. So I kicked him out. I said, I can do it myself. You're just a disturbance. Yeah. So I'm trying to say that if you're practicing Krishna consciousness, you have to work at it. You have to be sincere and obedient to the teacher, obedient to the Vaishnavas, obedient to the spiritual master. Krishna is sitting in our heart, he's watching us. How much we putting in effort? I know this Jack, right? Jack Hare Krishna. Yeah? He's been a devotee, 1 year now? Yeah? 1 year. And he worked so hard, and all the devotees from ashram, they worked so hard. And he needed a break. And living in the ashram is not easy. Sleep on the floor before you have a nice comfortable bed. And Melbourne gets really cold. Yeah. This year especially was so cold, and at almost summertime, still feeling the cold. And you see all the people here? Temple's packed. They don't care about the weather. They want to love Krishna, despite the weather. And he was going to the restaurant, worked so hard, and he has one friend. He wants to join the temple. His name is also your name. Maybe you guys like each other so much. He has the same name. And he wanted to join the temple. Oh, and he actually came to the temple and he saw how hard he was working. And then he never showed up again. He said, not for me. Actually, he even told him, he said, just see how we act, how we are doing it. Maybe it takes some time. And he just came here once and everyone was just working so hard. And then he went to somewhere else. We didn't see him again. So, The whole thing I'm trying to say is that we have to approach Krishna consciousness. It's not just lip service. There's a lot of practice in our process of Krishna. Krishna says, Bhakta Mama Vajanati, you can come to me, one who has devotion. But some people say, oh, I have devotion. Devotion is, it's, what is a devotion? It means working, devotional service. Krishna consciousness is all about working. And Prabhupada was going to Mayapur, and on the way to Mayapur, just before you reach our temple, ISKCON temple, there is Jogapit. It's the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. Our Prabhupada said, this is known as Janmasthan. Janmasthan means the place of birth. And then down the road, when Prabhupada arrived at the gate of ISKCON, he said, this is Karmasthan. This is the place of work, service to Krishna. Just as important. So Krishna's appearance is one thing, but if you want to know about Krishna, you can know him through service, devotional service. You know, it's just talking, philosophy, so many things. You have to know how to approach Krishna. Terrible. So you can approach Krishna through devotional service. And to perform that devotional service, Prabhupada gives the example here. You have to approach him through humility. Humility is not something you talk about it. You have to know what is humility in connection to Krishna. So, Trinarapi Sunichana Tararapi Sajna Amanin Maradana Kirtaniya Sadahari. Kirtaniya Sadahari, you can do Chan Hare Krishna all the time. It's like when you're living in Mayapur. I'm from Mayapur, ISKCON Mayapur, very near, Santipur. That's where I was born. That's why you see, like, this guy's crazy, because I was born there. That's what I meant to do. Chan Hare Krishna, go nuts, Hare Krishna. Yeah, that's what we meant to do. That's our real pleasure. What else are you going to do? So then, when you're in Mayapur, it's really easy to get up in the morning. Somehow you can't sleep. 3 o'clock, bang, you just want to get up. Just naturally, you feel like it. Because the whole atmosphere, you're not tired. The whole atmosphere in Mayapur is a very spiritual atmosphere, very surcharged. Vrindavan probably same. I lived in Vrindavan before too. Vrindavan gets very cold. And once you're up, it just feels so good. In the temple room, surrounded by devotees, it just feels you want to be there. So, even though our mind and our senses are dragging us down, but if we put ourselves in the midst of the association of the devotees performing devotional service, it becomes easy. That's how it works in the whole spiritual process. Method of Krishna consciousness, the process of Krishna consciousness, is when you throw yourself in the midst of the devotees. Just like if you go swimming in the ocean, big, big waves. Yeah, wow, you freak right out. This huge wave is going to fall on you. But you can tuck it down underneath and they come out on the other side. So similarly, we have to tuck down. We have to bow down. We have to lower our head. Then the big Maya just blows over us. Bye-bye, Maya. Everything is there in Krishna consciousness. The devotees of Krishna is so strong, so tough. It's so loving. Krishna consciousness is so loving. It's so full of life, full of joy. It's not dry. That's why we have the morning program. And you everybody standing in the line here, Mataji's in the line, Maharaj's in the line, in front of the deity. Somebody who doesn't know this thing, they think, what, this is like an army. What is this? This is like, it's so early in the morning, no one is talking to each other, they're all singing, and very straight in the line. They think, this is horrible. They won't appreciate. You know, I could be sleeping in a nice, comfortable bed, in a room, very warm. Here I am in front, in this the idol worship in front of the temple. So they won't appreciate. Once you're in the knowledge, gradually Namaruchi, the taste for chanting, it comes. But we have to first of all dive into it. Gradually it comes. Just like if you sit here, I want prasadam, 4 o'clock in the morning. No, you have to go through the whole process. 9 o'clock is prasadam. Somebody has to go in the kitchen, cook it. You can't expect it straight away to fall onto your mouth, on your plate. There's a lot of work. Somebody has to grow it in the field. We have to go and get it from the supermarket. So there's a whole process before you can eat it. And then fire digestion has to be working well to digest that food you eat. Similarly, for Krishna consciousness to make spiritual advancement, you have to work at it. Don't just poof, fall on your plate. You still need to chew the food. You see some animals, they just gulp it in. I don't know how they do it. They're digesting it so fast. And within seconds, it's all gone, empty plate. And try to relish Krishna consciousness. Each bite, oh, so nice, is offered to Krishna. Let me relish it. Prabhupada used to say, Rasaha Mapsakuntaya. When he drank the water, he said, this taste of the water is Krishna. Krishna is the taste of this water, and you drink. Now you make a huge plate, gone in a minute. Relish Krishna consciousness. It's how we approach Krishna consciousness, how we apply the Krishna consciousness, how we are adopting it and acting it. That is the most important thing. So if you eat the food very quickly, you're not chewing it, then the stomach has to work at it, work at the food to digest. That's why it says you have to chew it. So I'm saying this because we have to practice Krishna consciousness with the right attitude, with humility, with respect, with love, with feelings of devotion, devotional service. It's not that I get the job done. Oh, whew, I'm gone. Do it with quality. Understanding, this is Krishna's service. I'm chanting Hare Krishna. Let me hear the mantra nicely. Krishna is there in his name. Let me hear it. Oh, love, with love. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he used to chant Hare Krishna, tears came from his eyes. Torrents of rain. Hair standing at an end. That is the platform of chanting Hare Krishna. He has the taste. So the whole idea of the process of Krishna consciousness is to come to this level of pure devotion, of loving Krishna with full heart. It's not that you get things done. You have to have quality in what we do. Quality is the most important thing. Just like if you go for a job interview, you know, to dress nicely, nice clothes, you even practice what you're going to say, all the things. So now you're applying the process of Krishna consciousness, devotional service, initiation, first initiation, second initiation. Now I'm a sannyasi, now I'm a Bhagavan. That's not the way. The more closer you go to Krishna is how we are becoming more humble. Prabhupada said, meek and humility, meek and humble. There's one guy, one Indian guy, he comes, I haven't seen him for a long time, before the COVID, he used to come and sweep the floor, and there's no dust there. We're cleaning all the time, but he's just cleaning, whatever dust. And someone told me he has two shops in the city, diamond shop. But he wears very simple clothes. He's approaching Krishna, that's what he requires. We are in front of Krishna, we are nothing. That's why we always say, I'm a speck of dust at the feet of a Vaishnava. Because that's what we are, actually. Sometimes you tell people, I'm the speck of dust at the feet of the Vaishnava. What? I don't want to be dust, a speck of dust on someone's feet. I remember I wrote accidentally someone,
when I lived in China, I wrote accidentally, karmi friend of mine, your servant. You know, we always write and we say, your servant, Prabhavdas, you know, so and so. And then that person met me, he says, by the way, yeah, you wrote me your servant. You're not my servant, you're my friend. They didn't understand. Before, I was more fanatical about this. I said, I'm your insignificant worm in the servant, so-and-so. And someone told me, don't say too much, because you'll end up becoming a worm. It's not like that. But you can express your humility. So, artificially we cannot, but we have to understand. I'm nothing. But when you're making spiritual advancement, you can tend to become puffed up. That's the nature of the material world. Like trying to grow a tulsi in Melbourne, it's so hard. You have to have a warm house, you know, where they put the tulsi. And I mean, when I lived in Hong Kong, they have a machine, they water the tulsi with the filter water. If any chemical, the tulsi will die. Filter water, you know. We're drinking tap water, tulsi with filter water. So much care. So, when you're growing a plant, at the same time, there's weeds are growing around it. So when you're performing devotional service, there's lust, anger, greed, all the material desire, they're popping up. So you have to check. You're becoming, I'm devoted for 50 years, yeah. Everyone pay your obeisances to my feet now. I remember I went to one of the home program and they didn't tell me. They said they're going to respect you, receive you. I mean, I go to a place, they receive me. I said, Haribol, you know, like that. But they had extra receiving. So I walked in, I didn't expect it, you know. They washed my feet. They said, oh my God. With water and rose petal in it. And luckily, my feet was clean that day. And the guy took the socks off and stuff. Because I just came out of the kitchen, I took a shower, so I had a clean looking. So I thought, I was thinking to myself, I'm just nothing. You know, I was thinking of Prabhupada. You know, Prabhupada came in, they would wash his feet. And Prabhupada was never even once, I used to watch him. He didn't think of himself anything. He was looking at the deity. This is why all our temples in ISKCON, Prabhupada is facing right in front of the deity, because he can look at the deity. And people falling at his feet, putting flower, but he was very equipoised. He was very humble. He always looked at the deity. He never thought to himself, I am so-and-so. He always says, this is because of my Guru Maharaj. He says the Hare Krishna movement. He says sometimes Indian people, they donate money, big money. They want their name to be on the wall. They said, I donated this money and the name. We have a little bit, but not carved into in a metal thing. Prabhupada didn't want that. This is Hare Krishna movement. You can have your name a little bit on the side, at the back, not in the temple to your name, I'm donated, you know. But so Srila Prabhupada, he named this Hare Krishna movement. He could have said Srila Prabhupada movement. He was always giving credit to his spiritual master, giving credit to Krishna. He himself, he was at the background. But sometimes we are the VIP there in the front of the deity with the big danda, and all the important people. It doesn't mean Krishna is looking at you. He is on the altar. He can see somebody right at the back instead. Krishna sees all the devotees. He recognizes everyone. I came in the temple, I was not in a good mood one day. And they said, Hare Krishna Prabhu. I walked off. We have to have a right attitude when you come to Vaishnava Association. When you come to the temple, be nice to each other, respectful.
Every one of you are very important. Even the animals they walk around the temple are Vaishnavas. That's why they're here. They took birth. You know, sometimes I go and walking, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and then I accidentally take one leaf from a tree. It hurts the tree. Don't just pluck the leaf and the flower. Just be respectful. Everything we should be respectful. Sometimes people come in the kitchen like, it's not lunch hour yet. You get any food around? If there's so much food lying around, give them some. What's the harm? We're throwing it away anyway sometime. Give them. If there is, otherwise you can be respectful. Tell them it's come at lunchtime, 1 o'clock. Like this. When people come here, they feel. They see you walking around like a big chest out. Have respect. People will be impressed with your Krishna consciousness. The whole process of Krishna consciousness, how we can attract others to come to Krishna consciousness. How we can impress others. Touch the heart of other living entities. And that's what Prabhupada did. By seeing Prabhupada once, people were touched by his behavior, touched by his Krishna consciousness attitude, touched by his devotional love for Krishna. They were touched. They dreamt of Prabhupada. The spiritual master is the example how we can perform our service to Krishna. That's why Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, is the best servant of his spiritual master. He's setting the standard. He's setting the example. We can walk around like, oh, I am the door. Lightning will come, and it will become nothing. When the tree grows, huge, tall tree, it's easy to fall down due to the storm. But the grass is always there standing. Grass is always, nothing can happen to the grass. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Trinadapi Sunichena, we have to be humbler than the grass, taller than a tree. The tree standing in the middle of the cold in the summer and the hot season, people cutting it down, chopping it down. In China, they cut the trees, make chopsticks. Right? Here they cut the tree, make toilet paper. Send it to Japan. There's no tree left. In India, cut the trees, burn your body. Or else cut for cooking. Previously, they had mantra. They can light by mantra. They didn't need wood. So, people are cutting the trees down. The tree didn't protest. That is the humility. Not easy. Somebody says something, and, oh, why you say that? And he hold a grudge for a lifetime. He doesn't even show up to the temple. We have to be humble. We have to be respectful. I'm a devotee for 50 years now in the Hare Krishna movement. Yeah, 1973 and now. But I'm not thinking. We're in the material world for a lifetime. Lifetime! Millions of life we're traveling. Brahmanda Brahmita Kona Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadai Bhai Bhakti Lata Beach. Lifetime, Brahmanda Brahmita. One universe to the other universe, planet to planet. Life after life, different, even different forms of human species. Yeah. We got the chance to serve Krishna. Like a turtle in the huge ocean. And there's somewhere in the middle of the ocean there's a piece of wood floating. That's like unheard of. And there's a turtle go on top of it. That turtle's really, really, really fortunate. Similarly, we are like that. We are in the material world for a lifetime. Brahmanda Brahmita Kono Bhagyavanjit, Kono Bhagyavanjit. That one fortunate soul got the blessing of Krishna. Like the turtle on the sea, somehow there's a piece of wood that's floating and got on top. So we like that. We get the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master to perform devotional service. How fortunate we are. Don't spoil it. Have love for each other, feelings for each other. We have to have love for Krishna. I'm cooking for Krishna. I'm sweeping the road for Krishna. I'm making garland for Krishna. I'm dressing Prabhupada today. Be enthusiastic. How fortunate I am. I can do this little bit of service. The Lakshmi Sahasra Shatasam Sevimanam. The millions and millions of Lakshmis in the Vaikuntha, they're sweeping the road. What is the need to sweep the road in Vaikuntha? There's no dust there. Vaikuntha is a spotless, clean place. They're doing out of love. That is the devotion, the feeling. We have to have that feeling. We have to have the ruchi, the taste for chanting. You can take so many courses, Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, this course, that course. But you have to have love for Krishna at the end. You know, there are PhDs, they speak about the love of God. They study the scriptures, PhDs. They talk about symptoms of Krishna Prem. And then the class is over, they come out and light a cigarette. Pew! Don't be so mechanical. Learn to develop, cultivate love for Krishna. At the time of death, Krishna is coming in the form of death. I was like, oh, wait a minute, what the verse, you know? It's nothing in here. You have to have it here. Like people today, they're all on the computer. They depend on the phone, you know, mobile phone, depend on the laptop, your all your things in the database. You look for it. And it's so easy. But nothing in the head, because it depends so much on machineries. So Krishna consciousness is not an artificial thing. We have to have it in the heart. We have to have it in our consciousness, in our mind. What is that Ambarish Maharaj said? When I have to think of you, with my eyes look at you, with my hand, kara, clean the temple, with my body associating the devotees, with tongue uttering the name of Krishna, tasting the food, prasadam offered to Krishna, with this nose smelling the flowers offered to Krishna, ears hear the glories of Krishna, Krishna katha. This way the body is completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So why these things are mentioned in the Bhagavatam? Because this is what we are meant to do. It's not some mechanical thing. You have to have that taste. You have to have the love. Why these boys work so hard? Because they know. Well, they get paid for it. They work hard. Even though all the work we do, it's very hard work. Because we know this is please Krishna. This is please Guru Maharaj. We're not going to be here forever. 50 years, 100 years, phew, gone. We all know, all our friends, many of our people already left the body, passed away. And our turn will come. So we have a very limited time here to practice Krishna consciousness. So we can understand Krishna consciousness in a deeper way, the philosophy. Then we will, the rusi, the taste, then the process becomes more relishable because it's deeper. If it's on the surface, then we're when the problem comes, when the test comes, we'll fail. See? The strength of Krishna consciousness is the humility. Tukaram, there's a great Vaishnava in India known as Tukaram. He used to take bath in the Ganges every day. Every day, morning. Summer or winter, doesn't matter. Every day he would go take bath in the Ganges. Considered to be very clean to bath in the Ganges. And it came out, and after he came out of the Ganges, some people they want to test him if he's actually humble and sincere devotee. They spit at him. 10 people. I remember once I was, doing Sankirtan. They spat at me. I was ready to kill him. While my friend said, no, be humble. I said, how? They're spitting at me. So he didn't say a word. He turned around and went back in the Ganges and took a shower and came back up again. Again I spit at him. Imagine 10 people spitting at you. They collected all and spit at you. He again went back in the Ganges and took a bath and came back out. 10 times like that. He wasn't disturbed. And at the end, they all fell at his feet. They recognized, they saw, this person is very Mahatma, a great devotee. He's not disturbed by anyone. He's observing Krishna. So he's surrounded by all this maya. What the heck? I have Krishna. I have God with me. He's sitting in my heart. So when you can understand Krishna in our body, in our heart, we only chant Hare Krishna, then we're not bothered by all the disturbances. You don't like it? Fine, go somewhere else. We are offering the best here. Many people, their devotees, they go away. And then they come back because they got beaten. They got smeared by Maya. They realize, I'm wasting my time. They come back to Krishna. So you can perform Krishna consciousness when you can be humble, when you can understand, I'm just dust at the feet of the Vaishnavas. Dust. So attitude is very important. They always say, you got an attitude. And people always talk about, isn't it? You got an attitude. That person really got an attitude. Stay away. So it's important how we interact with each other, how we associate with each other, what we say, what we do, our actions. It will touch someone's. We're all a guru. Amar ek guru hai taravai des. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all of you become a guru, a teacher, a spiritual teacher. It means we have to be example to each other. A parent is example to this children. If you say a bad word, they'll say it. They learn from you. If I'm senior or whatever, we are devotees, we have to be exemplary to other. So Krishna, whole Krishna process of Krishna consciousness is how we apply, how we be example to others, when we can understand in deep in our heart, and if we are relishing it ourselves. If I, just like I was leading kirtan now, yeah. And then you're thinking, oh, well, I'm going to cook today. We won't be able to apply it. I won't be able to sing nicely because mind is not there. We have to throw ourselves, like leaving the shoes outside the temple. So when you come in the temple, you leave your bad consciousness outside. Full-heartedly serve Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna full-heartedly. You can die anytime. Suppose I die chanting Hare Krishna. What a glorious way to die. So we should be thinking, this could be our last day here. There's no guarantee how long we can live. Some people say, I am so young, I have so much time in front of us, I can do so much. Young people die too, not just old people. We can die anytime. So, if you can practice Krishna consciousness more sincerely, more seriously, take it seriously. Prabhupada always said, take it seriously. I have given you this process. Take it seriously. He used to say, boys and girls, because that time everyone was young. All Prabhupada disciples were there like in the 80s, 70s. That time they were 20s. It's not a young or old. The process is process. You know. Any questions? And yes, Maharaji. Krishna.
I couldn't quite pick up one reference you made to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur was saying Hmm.
That's a song, he said. Ekaki amai nahi pai bal harinam sankirtan. That's the song. It's in one of the songs. Ekaki means on my own. Nahi pai, I don't have the strength. Harinam sankirtan, on my own. So he's emphasizing to sing together. So when you sing together and you see how others are doing it, then we follow that because we are followers. Rupa Goswami. We are followers of the spiritual master. So we follow the teachings of others, then things become easy. Just like anything you do, if you don't have knowledge, you call somebody who knows, then they help you. Oh, it's like this. Then you say, oh yeah, thank you. So it's always good to consult others who can give us the guidance, especially when in spiritual life. So it's not that it's not there. So, when you come, this way you go to Mayapur, Vrindavan, you see so many sannyasis, so many devotees from around the world. And we are just one small devotee from Melbourne. You say, oh, I should be like this. So when you're put in the association of devotees, we have been checked by others. Our performance of Krishna consciousness, we've been checked by others. So this is what we want. Somebody is correcting you, accept it for our benefit. Yeah. Hare Krishna. All right, stop here. Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada ki jai.